But I got tapped into these guys that are they're doing businesses, they're recording, they're artists, they're very prominent. They're attorneys. They're going to be judges. They're law students. Really amazing people. So I've been taking their portraits as well, and so it's been a really exciting. But I would love to spend all my time. Not all of it, but you know what I mean?
Sure.
A huge amount of my time down there. I'd love to do more. I think at the time, it's getting really close to saying, okay, here's my Kickstarter portion of the, let me fulfill that, get my rewards out to my backers, and then keep shooting and stuff like that. So, but I've learned a lot. You know, all these pro, if you follow your heart and you follow your passion, you're always rewarded 10 times more than
right.
you think.
Very much so. So what do you ultimately want to do once the project is ready to be exhibited? Do you want to do exhibits in Detroit, exhibits in Grand Rapids, take it on a national level?
Yeah, the Grand Rapids Art Museum showed three pieces of the work early on. I hadn't been working on the project that long. But and now they're looking at more images because there's a Detroit-centric exhibition over the summer coming up at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. So Dana is looking at images to sort of curate a mini exhibition.
Detroit, then, now, and next. Is
exactly.
The,
yeah. mm-hmm. Yep. And so I think my sort of project falls under now and next because I think I've very boldly characterize my project as I'm documenting the future of Detroit, which is people.
Right.
And it's these people that, you know, are going to really be, I don't even mean metaphorically, they are literally the future of Detroit.
Very much and so.
So anyway, so there's, I'd like to see an exhibition. I'd like to see a book. I'm trying to put that together. We'll see. You know, it's funny that, you know, the portraits I don't think are necessarily all that saleable that people would buy them in galleries. But I think they'd be really interesting in a kind of like a traveling exhibition that could go to universities or other museums or things like that.
Well, and I think it's what it communicates where, you know, you're talking about people are just seeing pictures of destruction, but you're seeing pictures of people who are there on the ground trying to spearhead the rebirth of Detroit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think honestly people are tired of seeing Detroit and just sort of the urban decay narrative. You know, the Chrysler commercials have really helped, I think, in some way people would be proud
right.
of Detroit.
Sure.
And again, sort of find some entry point to say, yeah, this is a really, really tough city and there's a lot to be proud of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tide has started to turn. I think it started to turn a little bit more with those Super Bowl commercials.
Right, very much so.
Yeah, and it's funny it came out of advertising, but, you know, but yeah, I'd love to see a whole bunch of things happen with it, but I've only been focused on shooting, and I'm only really now just coming up for air to say, okay, wow, I have 35 portraits done, and let's look at this for a while and see where we should take it and what I should do with it, but... You know, there's opportunity to do probably almost anything, but I don't know. We'll just see where it goes.
Now, you've been doing a lot more work outside of Grand Rapids for national and international publications. How did you get rolling on that?
I wanted to do a little bit more. I wanted to see what I wanted to push and keep challenging myself. And one thing I wanted to do was shoot more national work, shoot more regionally. I still want to be super busy in West Michigan. That's always my first goal is to shoot at home, be here in West Michigan. You know, I don't know how long I'll be this busy locally. There's a lot of talented people, and there's a lot of other people getting a lot of great work that I would love to shoot in West Michigan. So I'm not at all trying to say I'm the guy getting all the good work. There's a lot of great, great, talented photographers in town and doing amazing work. So, but, you know, I wanted to, who doesn't want to see their work in national publications?
Oh, absolutely.
So if you want to say, you know, if you want to challenge yourself and try to get better and bring your work to a variety of markets.
Sure.
So I hooked up with an agency, online representation agency called Wonderful Machine.
Okay.
They're out of Philadelphia, and they sort of vet people by city. So, and I pay a fee to be on their site, but it's really used by a lot of magazine photo editors, people that hire photographers, but they're not going to fly a photographer somewhere. They might be... it might be Time Magazine, and there's some subject in Detroit, and they need to hire a photographer, the best photographer that they want to hire near Detroit. And so they'll go to the Detroit listing, and then they'll go through, and there's about 10 or 15 names. I'm one of them. They'll go through our websites and then hopefully get hired.
Okay. Now, you're also opening up a studio, I saw.
Yeah, I used to own an art gallery called The Photography Room, but this is not a art gallery venture. It's purely for shooting studio work. It's for video. It's, and it's now my office. I do all my post-production there. I do all my editing. It's a place to gather for clients and have meetings and that type of stuff. But it's a really great place. It's right off of Hall Street. It's in, there's other photographers in sort of this large complex of buildings there. But there's startup tech companies in this sort of conglomerate of buildings. And so I'm looking forward to that phase. We literally just need a couple more things. I have a couple partners in the space, but we just need a few more couches, and then we're going to have a great opening, welcoming
party. Now, where is that going to be located?
Yeah, well, I'm already in and working out of the space. It's at 401 Hall Street, right at the, you know, the apex of Hall Street and 131.
Okay.
It's the original steel case metal office furniture
building.
Mutually Human's in there. Chris Laporte, the artist who won Art Prize. Last year, he's got a studio in there.
Okay.
And Mitch Ranger has a photography studio just down a few doors down from me.
Okay.
So it's a great little artist enclave, but also there's a lot of other just office. There's attorneys in there. There's all kinds of different businesses in this big old building.
This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined in the studio by photographer Brian Kelly. Thanks so much for joining us, Brian.
Thank you, Paul. It's been great to talk to you.